Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
So I go to my favorite PT, Rebound Physical Therapy, over in Rockville. Brian and Margaret and Liz and Abby and Tom and the gang over there are wonderful. It's kind of like when I go there, I feel like I'm walking into Cheers, the bar. Everybody knows my name. Everybody's laughing. Everybody's having a good time, even as they are making me miserable, putting me through the physical exercises to help me get better, right? I mean, that's the point of physical therapy. And physical therapy, by the way, is fantastic. If you have never done physical therapy, please consider it. It really is the difference in many respects for us to continue living in our homes for a much longer period of time when we're physically challenged. But hey, it comes to a point in time where you say, hey, in spite of physical therapy, I've got challenges physically that are going to keep me from being able to live where I am. Maybe having someone there to assist you will help you. But then maybe you get to the point where you need enough assistance that it makes financial sense to consider moving to where you have the assistance you need when you need it. The problem is that assisted living can be expensive, and the quality of facilities can vary. So to make the process easier, what do? We want to start looking, really, for a facility 6 months to a year before either you or your parents need to make the move, because it takes time to vet the facilities properly. You don't want to be in a rush decision because of a medical emergency. I mentioned Brightview Senior Living here in Rockville. They'll open in August, and they have an assisted living. They've got a couple floors of assisted living. They do have memory care, too, and they also have a lot of independent living. So you have everything you need, and certainly there are couples who one person in the couple is struggling with maybe Alzheimer's or some form of dementia, and the other is fine, but they want to stay close together. This provides a great opportunity. So look into that. And I mentioned Brightview. They're opening in August in Rockville, and you want to contact Mike Graziano over there. And Mike is the director of sales and marketing for Brightview. And you can reach him at 301-284-7214 if you want to set up a tour. I don't mention this community with any financial incentive. I don't get a benefit. They're not paying me to talk about this, or even a physical therapist I'm talking about. These are not paid advertisements. These are people that I've met. These are companies that I trust and people that I like. So I'm making these recommendations accordingly. So the offering, the price of assisted living. The average monthly cost of a private room in an assisted living facility is $3,600. This is according to Genworth, but that can really substantially change depending upon where your parents live. In this area, that's not approachable. You cannot get into assisted living for $3,600. But there are parts of the country where that is where you can get in. I think it's a good bit higher than that if you're not familiar with the market here. So call Michael. He'll explain how they work. Most assisted living centers have a base rate for room and board. If your parent or you need additional services such as help with bathing, medication management, eating, getting dressed, you'll have to pay extra. If your parent suffers from dementia or your beloved spouse, the costs are likely going to be higher, especially since dementia is a progressive disease and patients need to be reassessed regularly. If you're working in a tight budget, it's better to choose a facility that might cost a little bit less in the beginning so that you have a cushion. If you're younger, you're listening to this, you might want to think about opening up a long-term care insurance policy, which will provide assistance for you when you need it in the future. Those of you who are listening who have this policy, we bank on insurance for future needs, right? Ultimately, whether it's house insurance, car insurance, or long-term care insurance. We don't know for sure what we're going to need, but we have it there if we need it. And it's less expensive if you bank it earlier when you really won't have the need. Most people pay for assisted living out of pocket, the assisted living, right? So relying on your own savings, your Social Security or pension, or maybe the long-term care insurance if you've got it, is really how you pay for it. And if you don't have enough Social Security, you don't have a pension, and you don't have the savings, then a cheaper alternative is to have long-term care insurance, which you'll pay a little bit at a time, and actuarially it will provide when you have the need. Many seniors who own a home opt to fund the move by selling their home. That's certainly my experience for folks who are moving into Ingleside and Rockville, Asbury, Riderwood, Vinson Hall, Greenspring Village, or any of the other wonderful communities in the area. While Medicare doesn't cover the cost of assisted living, there are some resources that can help veterans and your spouses. You're eligible for aid and attendance benefits that can be worth up to $1,800 a month. Be sure to check that out. If you don't know about it, check it out. Go to benefitscheckup.org to see which benefits you qualify for. That's benefitscheckup.org. 46 states provide some form of help via Medicaid programs. Now, you might ask me, Eric, why are you talking about this on your real estate program? Because the reality of real estate is not about home ownership. Yeah, I sell homes, and I only make money from the sale of real estate. I don't make it from coaching people on how they get their houses ready or giving them advice on where to check their benefits for assisted living. And I don't make anything on you moving into an assisted living place. But it's about real estate, and it's about where you are and where you need to be. And you hear me preach right sizing, finding the right space for you wherever you might be. So I'll take care of selling houses. I've got a great business, a wonderful team that I work with, and we do very well. We've sold over 130 homes this year, and I'm grateful for the success I've had and for your support. Those of you who listen to my show and have referred me to your friends, thank you for that. That's what takes care of my family and everything else that goes on in my life. But my vision for what the show is about the complete package of real estate, which doesn't always involve me, beyond me. And we need to be aware of what those options are. I gave a lecture at Potomac Community Village earlier this year and spoke about aging in place. Again, as a real estate agent, preaching about here are the options that you can use to stay where you are. Very beneficial. We had standing room only. It was a very well sought after presentation, and it was my joy to give it and share the information. And out of it, I had people come up and say, I had never considered that. I always imagined I would move, and they're now not moving. So, and I'm happy for them. I think it's actually best oftentimes for people not to move. But I also think the other side of that coin is I hear this pine box syndrome. I'm talking to somebody, oh, they're going to have to carry me out of here in a pine box. And I appreciate the sentiment because we love our homes, but we all have to make reasonable choices. We have to make decisions based on all of the information. And frankly, not all the information is readily available to make good decisions. We have to do a lot of hunting around. That's why I'm working on writing a book on aging in place. And, you know, sure, a natural result of having that conversation is a certain portion of the population is going to move, but it's only 5% of seniors ever move. In our area, we have a little higher percentage, I think, because we have a little more wealth in our real estate, and you know, people are moving into retirement communities because they can afford to do so with the pensions coming off the federal government, where a lot of businesses' pensions have died off. The government pensions have not, as of yet, died off. And so people have that stability of income. They have good cash if they've been in their homes for a number of years and they can afford it. So some of the newer assisted living facilities, they give off kind of a five-star hotel vibe with amenities like on-site spas, movie theaters. And that's what Brightview at West End in Rockville gives me the feeling that's what they're going to offer. And really, you know, it's kind of the dream of having that cruise ship on land kind of a feel. You want to focus, that's nice to have those, but also focus on how clean a facility is, how friendly the staff is, get references, talk to people who live in other communities, get insight. Hey, look, you want to get references on anything you do, right? You can call your county's long-term care ombudsman who can tell you whether the center has been a target of any complaints. In Brightview, obviously, it's brand new, so you can't, but anyplace else, you can gather information. If you find this whole process overwhelming, you can hire a professional care manager who can help you find a center that's right for you and fit for your family's needs. And you can also get help through a free placement agency. But keep in mind that they're paid by assisted living facilities for placing people in them. If you want advice from me, no inside benefit for me on that. I'm happy to have that conversation. You can email me at eric@ericstewartgroup.com. Or call us toll-free at 800-900-9104. Hey, we're getting our houses ready for the market. We've got a few to talk about coming up and how to get top dollar right after this. Don't go away.